Part of Night Vampire Adventure 1. Traveling hard for several days, the party has finally managed to reach the outer walls of Greyhawk, as our story continues. Upon reaching Greyhawk, Lord Jelbengave introduced the group to a few new adventurers. Listener took his share and left the party. He told us he would meet us back here on our return. The group spent 3 weeks traveling on horseback to Dry Lake. 2 days later we were camping out under the Night Vampire. As the group entered Greyhawk, Lydia received a message calling her instead to the Temple of Pelor. There she was introduced to the sacred exorcist Magnus and was gifted with Pelor's interposing hand, a powerful magical shield of her faith. The rest of the party continued to Lord Jelben, where he introduced them all to Nick, Helg, and Jelb, a few additional adventurers whose services Jelben had retained. Listener decided to leave the group and go back to his turnip farm. The rest of the group spent a few days shopping furiously before setting out. At the gate, the group was ambushed by 4 assassins. The assassins wielded poison blades and managed to do some moderate damage before the party eliminated them. Helg left one alive and proceeded to interrogate him, and fortunately all the assassin could tell him was that he had been hired to kill the party. Riding for several weeks, the party approached the mostly abandoned town of Drillake. Almost everyone had either disappeared or had left town. Nonetheless, the inn was still open and the party spent a night before moving on to Night Vampire, Dolphius's home. 2 days later, the party reached Night Vampire. Scouting forward, Ashram was lulled to sleep by the music of a patch of blightbeams. As Helg and Hofger attempted to help Ashram out, they fell asleep as well. The party argued about exactly what to do for nearly an hour before Jelb, getting frustrated, tossed a lightning bolt at the vines. Blowing the vines all to hell, Ashram, Hofger, and Helg were saved. Investigating the room the vines were in, as well as the base of the tower, the party soon realized there was no way into the tower itself from the bottom floor. Perhaps the top is open, some suggested. But the way to get there seemed unclear. It started to rain. People suggested climbing up, or spider climbing up, or levitating up, or using dimension door up. No plan seemed that great. Finally Ashram volunteered to climb up. Climbing up, a bolt of lightning nearly struck him, but he managed to dodge at the last second. Reaching the top, he noticed that indeed, the tower was open from the room. But glaring in the roof itself was a mooncalf, which attacked Ashram viciously. Ashram activated his tattoo of fire breath and burned the mooncalf. Letting go, Ashram plummeted towards the ground, stopping himself at the last second with a levitate tattoo. Rushing out, the party engaged the mooncalf in combat, but as a flying creature, the mooncalf was out of range of most of the group's abilities. Further, because of its impressive magical capabilities, the mooncalf was resistant to several of the spells the party's spellcasters threw at it. Jelb cast an ice storm at the beast. Melder tried to confuse it. Hofger planted several arrows into it, causing it to grab Hofger with its large tentacles and begin squeezing the life out of him. Hofger nearly dead, was twice secured by the cleric Magnarus. Finally, as the beast choked the life from Hofger, Ashram planted several crossbow bolts into the creature's eyes, felling it. Now the party, seriously depleted in resources, looks forward to entering the spire.